Stalingrad Connection.
Stalingrad Connection, it's a collaborative radio project found in Paris 1 year ago, and we are making a radio with refugees and for refugees.
Deuxième chronique. Les PADA de Paris, les fonctionnements, les rendez-vous.
The aim is give information, share experience tools, and have a discourse about the situation with refugees.
That's Alice, one of the founders of Stalingrad Connection. It broadcasts in French.
Réécoutez et nous retrouvez sur Facebook sur la page Stalingrad Connection.
Dari.
Stalingrad Connection. Yek projet radio yas
kbaray. Arabic.
Stalingrad Connection radio tasharuki wa maftouh.
And English.
Stalingrad Connection is a community-led radio project open to all refugees, migrants and those exiled from their countries.
This language are the most shared in Paris by the different migrants, because when you are from Syria, you speak Arabic. When you are from Sudan, you speak Arabic. When you are from Afghanistan or from Pakistan or Iran, you speak Dari and Farsi, which are a little close. Our team is from Afghanistan and from Sudan, because now, actually, it's the most representative countries in refugees in Paris, I guess.
So what are the main subjects that you find that come up again and again?
Migration, violence in France and Europe against asylum seekers, and we try to politicize the issue to say, okay, these people are coming from a country in war, and now there is a lot of administrative obstacles in France. So all of this came from a context, and a political context.
To mark its first anniversary, today's programme is being recorded in public in an arts venue in central Paris.
Si le monde n'existait pas, je saurais prendre un pinceau pour inventer un dessin sur un bout de papier et l'ancrer de couleur afin de pouvoir exprimer ma colère et celle des hommes de mon espèce.
25-year-old Mohamed Nour Wana was born in Sudan and spent most of his life in Chad and then Libya. He made the perilous sea crossing from Libya to Europe and arrived in France 18 months ago. He writes about his experience as a refugee and regularly reads his work on Stalingrad Connection. This is a letter he wrote called Adieu, Maman.
Pardonne-moi de t'avoir embarrassé. Pardonne-moi d'avoir été trop subtil, d'être parti comme un voleur. Car j'ai fui la terreur et c'est l'erreur qui m'a surpris.
Forgive me, mother, to have left without telling you, to have embarrassed you. I know you're thinking of me, your only son. You'll tell the neighbours your son's gone far away, that he's safe. But no, mother, I perished. My heart stopped in the deep blue sea. I didn't know how to swim. I only knew the desert. Today, like so many others before me, I perished. Adieu, mama.
Adieu, mama.
Mohamed tells me he put himself in the shoes of so many of his fellow asylum seekers who've gone through Libya trying to get to Europe.
It was very difficult to write this letter. It made me cry. And I get emotional reading it out loud. I know people who fled Libya thinking they'd be safe here, but they died on the way. Somewhere out there, there's a family, a mother or a grandmother. They'll often say, our son left to find freedom, and when things have calmed down here, he'll return. But he never will. It makes me sad.
Mohamed joined Stalingrad Connection a year ago. He translates information that's relevant to refugees from French to Arabic, and he reads his work. He appreciates having a voice.
It's important to be listened to and to be able to express what you feel. People often contact me and encourage me. Even if it doesn't change my daily life, at least I know people are aware of some of what's happening.
Whenever I pass through the road where I see people sleeping on the side of the road, I feel sorry. And when I go home, when I sleep on my bed, so I think there are a lot of people who do not have this facility. So I cannot give them bed, I cannot give them shelter. But what I can do, I can be their voice. I can talk for them. I can talk what they feel, what they are being through. This is what I do.
Hassan is a 25-year-old Afghan refugee who joined Stalingrad Connection a few months ago. He speaks four languages and uses them to help his fellow asylum seekers from Afghanistan or Pakistan to get through the myriad of complicated procedures in obtaining asylum in France.
In France, when the refugees there arrive, initially they have a lot of problems. There are a lot of NGOs, there are a lot of groups, there are a lot of people. They want to help the refugees, but all the information is not collected in one center.
On air, he translates into Dari, but he also passes on the information he gets via Stalingrad Connection to as many people he meets as possible.
I transfer those information to the people who are around me. I speak a little English, I speak Dari, I speak Urdu, I speak Hindi. There are a lot of people that I meet from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from India, the people whom I speak their language. So I speak to them. If they have any source of problem, I do my best to help them, to guide them towards what they want. If the doctor speaks English, I go with them. I go and help them and translate for them. I explain them the rules of what are the rules, how to apply for asylum.
All of this you're doing on a volunteer basis. You're not paid.
No, I don't get paid. If a person needs help, if I can help him, that is my duty.
For the moment you can't work, can you?
For the moment I can't work. It is frustrating. A person with an empty pocket, so he's a little bit frustrated. But I try to be useful to the people.
Noor, another refugee, does a weekly chronicle on Stalingrad Connection, offering simple but sometimes vital tips on how to survive. She suggests, for example, writing your name on a piece of paper and keeping it with you at all times so that every time you go through a stage in the French asylum process, your name is always spelt the same way. Misspelt names can cost refugees weeks, if not months, of extra waiting. It can even mean your file is quite simply refused.
J'ai 25 ans et j'ai passé des 5 ans jusqu'à 25 ans à me demander qui je suis.
Sometimes refugees share their testimonies on air. In April this year, just after the UN's International Organization for Migration revealed the existence of slave markets in Libya, Mohamed Nourwana told Stalingrad Connection he'd seen them with his own eyes.
Ce qui est choquant, c'est les filles. Imaginez une fille de 16 ans enfermée dans une maison comme ça dans l'eau noire.
It's shocking what's happening to the girls. Imagine a 7-year-old girl held hostage in the dark, fed and watered, satisfying the needs of thugs calling themselves soldiers or fighters or whatever. If you want a girl, you just go and see such and such a man and he'll have one.
J'ai vu un campement où les gens ont été divisés, il y a des filles de l'autre.
I saw a camp where people were separated, girls on one side, young men on the other. If you're young and healthy, you can be sold for 1,000 dinars, around 250 euros. That's the price of a human life. An Eritrean is worth more than a West African because they know the family will pay for his release. Egyptians are worth a lot because they tend to be masons, so they have building skills. Libya's turned into a hunting ground.
La Libye s'est devenu comme un territoire de chasse.
When in November, an American TV channel showed footage of what seemed to be Libyan slave auctions, it sent shockwaves around the world. But Mohamed is angry that no one believed him beforehand.
As soon as I arrived here, I started telling journalists that slavery was continuing in Libya. But they didn't believe me. Because as refugees, your word doesn't count for much. I'm angry. We're the ones who've seen it with our own eyes, but they don't believe it until an American TV channel shows a video. The video shows the truth about what's happening, but it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Mohamed considers himself lucky to have got out. Like Hassan, he's now waiting for his asylum claim to be processed and remains hopeful he'll be able to turn over a new page here in France. In the meantime, he and Hassan will carry on trying to help their fellow asylum seekers via Stalingrad Connection. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.